Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson. This is Blessings from the Heart. Wonderful Peace. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We seem to be constantly bombarded with the talk of peace. As a young boy, I recall pictures of British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain waving a document in his hand and saying he had just met with Adolf Hitler and had secured a promise of peace. His words were, "I have returned from Germany with peace for our time." The sad reality was that the world was soon to be exposed to the reality of a war waged by a madman who intentionally tried to exterminate Jews and other ethnic groups. There was no peace then or now. From the day that Adam and Eve sinned and were evicted from the garden, there has been strife, conflicts, and wars. For all of the rhetoric about attaining peace, we are no closer to world peace now, nor will we ever be until Jesus comes again. What a fantastic day it will be when there is eternal peace. Wonderful peace. Wonderful peace, verse 1. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than psalm. In celestial strains it unceasingly falls, o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Verse 2. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I am kept from all danger by night and by day, and His glory is flooding my soul. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Verse 3. Ah, soul, are you here without comfort and rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept of His peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.